Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to an Odyssey check-in at the Rockstar Suite at the Hard Rock, New York. I'm Brad. You can call me Brad. This is Serena Vanderwoosen. Nice to see you.
Hey, it's so good to see you, Mr. Bass. Brad Bass.
I don't know if I would be a Chuck Bass type. I don't know.
You really strike me as one of those guys, though. Like you.
Wow.
Yeah. Like this is like one of your hotels. Like you're just like doing all these wrongful things.
Yeah. You take me as the wrong, the Chuck Bass guy.
No. You're the good guy.
Okay.
You're the good guy.
I don't want to be Dan Humphrey. Please don't make
you're
me
not
Dan Humphrey.
And I'm not. You're not Vanderwoodsen either.
You're not Vanderwoodsen, no.
Unfortunately, I'm just from, you know, the woods of Norway. I barely made it here today. Just been like crawling my way.
You crawled all the way across, yeah. So when you're in Norway, how are you taking in American brilliance like Gossip Girl? How are you, what else are you pulling in other than Gossip Girl?
Do you mean like content-wise or what I'm consuming?
Yeah.
Honestly, not a lot recently. I mean, Love on the Spectrum or something. Okay. That's been popping up on my For You page on TikTok a lot recently. I've actually not seen the show, but I really love the sincerity of the clips that I'm seeing. Uh-huh. And I really relate to some of the bad dating stuff as
gotcha.
Well. I'm really gotcha girl. okay, so yeah. But honestly,
why do you relate to the bad dating stuff?
I used to be such a bad dater, like a dating girl. That's not me. But I have a girlfriend now, so I'm good. Like I'm set for life, hopefully.
You would never do a dating show though.
I would.
Would you really?
No, I wouldn't. But I could be the host. I could be like the
why don't you have your own show?
I mean,
why does somebody like me
do this?
That's
why I'm here, man. I'm trying to get my own show. I'm trying to get you out of work.
They hire idiots like me. They should be hiring you.
No, man. I shouldn't be having my own show, but maybe one day.
I do like this idea. Did you hear about this reality show where they start out by just showing your genitalia?
Oh, yes, I've heard about that
this
one.
This is horrific.
Yeah, that's horrible. I would not be on that show.
I got through 15
minutes. And I would
not
be the host either.
I got through 15 minutes of it. I was panicking.
Okay.
I was like, I can't do this show.
I would not do that. And I would not do blind dating. I would not do The Bachelor. I would not do any of those things. Ideally, just like maybe like I'd do a cooking show. Like something really soft and simple.
That's a weird dating angle.
It's great.
A dating cooking show.
Cooking is my love language. So I'm like cooking pasta. Then I'm like, hey, I love you. Here's
what if
fork.
It was a blind date cooking show?
Blind date cooking show.
You match somebody with whatever they're eating.
Okay. You know what? That's not so bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I would not sell it into any other production company, but...
You mentioned being a bad dater in the past. It's as if we knew that based on your album. It's like as if you didn't really tell us that pretty clearly.
You can really tell that the dating stuff is not going so well, but now it's going really well. On the second album, it's all about, yes, I'm in love. I know everything I'm doing. I'm so professional.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I was going to start with. I saw you say in 2021, I just started working on some new sounds. You know, your last album, one of the tracks says, it's so weird how things have changed. I think about it every day.
Yeah. Courtney Loves a Mess. That's the song.
Yeah. So how much have things changed?
Honestly, probably not that much. You know, I was probably hyping myself up way too much in that song. But, you know, in that song, I'm talking about being in Times Square and I'm looking at my face on a billboard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like something similar is going to happen in the next couple of days. So, you know, I think a lot of things have changed because, like, I'm working full time as a musician and... Or musician, I don't know what I am, but like music, I hit instruments, boom, 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 record it. But yeah, so I feel like a lot of things have changed, and I have a girlfriend, I have a dog, I have a car, I have an apartment, and I'm touring the world.
Whoa!
I didn't do that before.
So wait, you have an apartment now? Where's home base? Is it still in Norway?
Yeah, it's still in Oslo.
Okay.
But you know, maybe I'll move to the States. Yeah. We'll see how the album goes. If it goes really well, I'll probably have to like pursue music officially.
Yeah, so you might have a future.
I might have a future someday, somewhere. So, yeah.
So, what, start very generically, what are you most proud of, the new album?
Oh, the new album? Mm-hmm. I think I'm, like, most proud of, like, overall, I just feel like all the songs are really fucking sick. Like, that's, like, my most prideful moment. Because, like, I just think they're all really cool and funny and just... They all have such strong identities, in my opinion. Obviously, I'm very fucking biased. Like, so.
Well, stuff like that tends to be reflective of the artist because you've got a pretty strong personality yourself. So
yeah, it's not so big and it's so annoying. It's all over the place. But you know, I think I honestly think I'm just like, I just love the whole thing. I'm so proud of it. And it's, I hope the world is going to like it as well.
You mentioned the first album being very eclectic in some places. Is this going to be as eclectic as the
first?
This
is eclectic, but in capital letters. So okay. This is like eclectic. It's like really eclectic.
Do you do anything in small case lettering?
Not anymore. Okay. I used to be all about Girl in Red, lowercase, but now I'm like big capital. Sometimes I'm like, why is New York City the capital of the United States? You know, so speaking of capital, but capital letters. But
what do you think? What do you think was that flip? What do you think? What part of life gave you that confidence?
I think I've kind of regained some of my confidence the last couple of months and like maybe the last year and a half, because. Going into my 20s and then kind of like had quite a bit of success with the first record. I definitely lost a lot of my self-esteem. I was like, damn, I fucking suck. I'm like, I'm unlovable. I hate myself. Like I was in a really bad place. And now that I have a girlfriend and I have physical proof that I'm not unlovable. And I also managed to find my way back to that kind of like playful self-esteem that I had when I was a teenager. Because you kind of lose that when you get older and you start seeing that you're not special and nobody gives a fuck and like the world is ending. So it's very quickly to kind of like to stop being playful and stop having fun and kind of starting to take things a little bit too seriously. So I think that's kind of where I found the confidence with all these capital letters. I'm doing it again, baby. It's kind of like I found my confidence again. I found my self-esteem and I realized nothing fucking matters. So let's fucking go.
Well, when you talk about stuff like that, it sounds, you know, especially when you go back at Serotonin and some of the earlier stuff and the mental health struggles.
Yeah.
How do you get yourself into a happier place?
Honestly, just it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of hard work and it takes a lot of realizing that you have to do the work yourself. And like only if you're struggling with, I don't know, depression or other mental health issues, like a lot of it is work that you have to do yourself. Obviously you need some help from therapy and maybe medication. I don't know. That's like way too specific maybe, but, it's just like, you just got to do a lot of that work yourself. And also my go-to thing now is saying yes to life. Mm. If there's something that I've said yes to and then like it, I'm about to do it. And then I'm like, or like, let's say going to a party, you've been invited. You said yes 2 weeks ago. And now you're like, oh, but I don't know. Like, I don't feel good enough about this or that. It's so quickly to cancel because it's like, because you going to the party or going to that date or anything you're doing is like going out of your comfort zone. And I think that's exactly what you got to do to have a better life is to say yes and stop being a pussy. And that's what I did. Cause I was constantly falling for my own kind of hinders. Like I was like, oh no, but I feel so socially anxious right now. Like I should go home. Instead, I'm like, you know what? Life is really uncomfortable. So I'm just going to be uncomfortable.
Embrace it.
Embracing the uncomfortableness and then just saying yes to life. Obviously, I'm making it sound, maybe it sounds like I'm trivializing my own struggles in a way, but I don't know. I think I've kind of had to just be like, deal with it, Marie. Come on, deal with it. And now I'm in a better place because I really met myself like that, met myself mentally.
The new song Too Much.
Yeah.
The song of the summer.
You think so?
Well,
I said it.
You said it.
It was a joke though. I was like, it's a reference to like all the TikToks people like in their car. Did I just make the song of the summer? And then like they play like they're like da, 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 and it's like the most mid song. So it was kind of like a joke. Honestly, some of the songs are good though, but like, so it was just like a joke. And then I realized like people think that I'm serious. Like it's January. And then, yeah. Which is also like, I posted that thing in January. Like, is this a song of the summer? It's like, no, it's January and I'm making a fucking joke. But making jokes on the internet is not easy anymore.
Well, because nobody knows what a joke is.
Nobody knows what a joke is. And I'm obviously a terrible joker. So
yeah.
I need to practice my jokes and then I'll come back for a stand up later.
Yeah. How dare you at all try
how
to get a
laugh?
How dare
I say, did I just make the song of the summer?
What is the song? What is a good song of the summer though? Like what is an ideal song of the summer? What does it got to have?
You got to have the summer vibes.
Sure.
You gotta have hookiness. You gotta be breathy, airy, summery. So honestly, it's fully qualified.
Yeah, I think it's in.
So you know, I just need to. I'll try again in like.
Other than yourself, though, what would be the greatest song of the summer? Now that I'm thinking about it,
I feel like Yes and mine. By Ariana. I'm still gonna be listening to that in summer. But I feel that's like really something that really excites me is that we just don't know what the future is going to be like. So like, we don't know what we're going to be obsessed with like in 3 months.
Sure.
So I'm excited for that.
I was going to say like of all time, because now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if there's a bigger, like the greatest summer song of all time is Call Me Maybe. Am I too old? Did I just age myself out of
you? So Call Me Maybe. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy. So here's my number. I was on her Spotify page yesterday.
I mean, it's not a bad place to live.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
That's it. Nailed it.
I think that's a really great summer song.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. It's really like, it's definitely ticks all the boxes I said that I can't remember. But I'm thinking, maybe that is a perfect summer song.
Yeah. We are, I don't know if you've ever stayed in the Rockstar Suite here at the
I've never stayed here.
No, never.
But I'm not leaving today, so. Yeah.
If you had a, what piece of memorabilia is Girl in Red donating to the Hard Rock?
Oh, what does that even mean?
Well, you know, downstairs, famous pants. A lot of famous pants.
My sister in here.
If you need Beyonce's stockings, I think there's somewhere hanging here.
I mean, I actually did take a picture with Beyonce's suit and then right next to JC's suit.
Uh-huh.
So what would I leave here? Maybe like, I'll come back in the fall and then I'll go out in the park over here somewhere. And then I'll take a bunch of leaves from the trees and then I'll put it like in a glass box. And then I'll be like, Girl in Red, she fell in love in October in 2016. Yeah. Anyways. And then it's like, it's basically like a time capsule and we'll make sure that we'll create like an own eco habitat within this glass box so that these leaves will constantly withering. So it's like,
A little picture of Aaron Dresner in the corner.
Yeah. It's like, you know, and then the iconic trilogy of We Fell in Love in October, because there will be a last, I've made two ones now, like two, it's the We Fell in Love in October, October Passed Me By, and then there will be the last one, which is, I need to figure out what that is.
It's pretty good, pretty strong.
It's a really, thank you.
One thing that's definitely, we talked about stuff that changed, one thing that changed in the last couple of years is you did a show with an up and comer, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She opened for you?
Yeah, she opened for me.
Or something like that.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. No. I opened for her at the Eras Tour in four different cities. 8 shows. Best 8 shows of my life.
Yeah.
Especially watching her shows. Insane. It's like, biggest shows I've ever seen.
When you talk about like the confidence and the things that give you the shot of adrenaline, of confidence like that, when Taylor sends you an email, that's got to be one of those moments, right?
I think that was like, if anything, an even more, like, that was just like such, I don't think that's a moment that gave me, when she emailed me and said that she liked my album.
Really?
I that was not like, oh yeah, this album is really good. It was just more like, oh, like just pure humbleness, just pure, like, just, I don't know, maybe just like shock. I feel like shock and just like humble was maybe more my pure reaction than being like, yeah, yeah, it's really good. Like,
finally she noticed.
Yeah,
it's about time. I've been waiting.
It was just getting that recognition is beyond insane. So I think I was more like, wow, is this even real?
What, any other female musicians, performers, singers that drive you like that, like Taylor does?
I feel like, honestly, seeing so many other kind of more people like my age, Taylor is 10 years older than me, so...
Ancient.
Yeah, she's ancient. No, she's not. She's a youngster. She's going to be young forever. Anyways, I feel like seeing Sabrina Carpenter, like Gracie Abrams, Biba Doobie, Claro, like kind of all these other female artists that are similar to my age. I think it's really cool. Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo. I think Tate McRae. I've been talking a lot about Tate McRae today with all my friends here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm like any artist my age, and honestly any female artist whatever age. I don't care. I'm not ageist at all whatsoever, even though I was just consistently saying my age right now. But so I just fuck with people doing whatever they want to do.
Well, I think the song's great. I love you. If anything's like the last album, which was just a ball of fire.
Yeah.
I can't
this
wait.
Is Ring of Fire, I this one.
Talk about ageist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.